Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Let's go! Hey, welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go around the room here. He was forbidden to watch his boys try out for a basketball team and play in a set with Pearl Jam's on his list of dreams. It's Eddie.
Yeah. Guys, so I have a huge update on my butterfly nursery. I never told you guys, but it came in. I ordered it on Amazon, and it came with a bunch of little caterpillars.
Dude, huge update. This is a
huge update. So it came with like 2 cups with little caterpillars in it. Bones, we're probably day 12, 13 of these. They are humongous. These caterpillars are over 1 inch long, and they have attached themselves to the top of the cup. And now,
is it cool?
We are at the cocoon stage.
Is it so, I bet it's cool. Like, it's really cool.
Even it's unbelievable.
We made fun of you, I bet it's like science is cool.
Dude, it is so cool. And out of my 4 kids, only one of them really cares. And he checks it every single day. He loves it.
That's cool.
So now that they're cocoons, they will hatch like in the next 6 days, and I will move them to the butterfly net. This is where they come out of the cocoon and turn into butterflies.
It feels goofy, but it is awesome.
It's so cool.
When you said you were buying a butterfly nursery or whatever, it was funny to hear. But it's like science is neat, man.
But listen, somebody messaged me and said, what you need to do next is buy a milkweed plant, and then monarch butterfly eggs will show up on it, and you can start raising
them. You're going level 8 real quick. You need to go level 1. You need to go do Mario, you know, do the levels in order before you get to Bowser.
Okay,
you know,
1-1?
Yes. 1-1, 1-2, 1-3.
Right.
But that's pretty cool.
Man, I'm so excited.
Yeah. It is cool. Keep us updated.
Hey, maybe I'll bring a butterfly to the station. Just let him out here. That'll be our pet butterfly.
But it'll die.
Yeah.
No. We'll open the door. Let it go out.
I don't think butterflies understand the concept of doors.
Oh, they're not. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe they make a little leash.
He was taking reservations for Valentine's Day this year, and finding different ways to scam money has always been a big part of his career. It's Lunchbox. Woo!
You guys always make fun of me. I'm the old guy in the soccer league. You need to retire. No one wants you on the team. Well, I came on the air and
we
I had
don't
to
say all of that. He always
no.
Yes, make you guys do.
No, we don't.
You guys
we
make
never
fun of
say
me.
No one wants you on the team. Everything is hyperbole with this guy. Mm. Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, we've had a problem with girls. Girls showing up, girls not making it, you know, so we haven't had enough girls. Came on the air, made a plea. We need girls. Some girl on Twitter.
Well, it didn't sound creepy at all. Yeah, we need girls.
Yeah, that's strange. Yeah.
Girl hits me on Twitter and I'm like, yeah, you're in. She doesn't show up. Cool.
No.
So then I went to Instagram, found another chick.
Oh.
We started sliding into the DMs.
Okay.
What?
And she shows up. She plays on my team. And since you guys say I'm the old guy in the league and I need to retire, this is what it's like to play with me.
Was it awesome playing soccer with me?
I had a blast. I mean, y'all were really encouraging. I hadn't played in 10 years probably, but you didn't make me feel like that. And you cheered me on, and y'all were just a good team.
And my skill level, they always say I'm the old man out here that needs to retire. Did I look like the old man out here?
I mean, you called yourself the old man, so you said that, I feel like. But you were hustling out there. You got a goal.
I did get a goal, and I did accidentally slap a girl in the face. Did you see that?
No, I didn't actually see that.
Do I still have something left, or is it time
for
me to...
You got some years in you. Yeah. Don't let them put you down.
And my,
I mean, you're still the manager, too, right, though?
Yeah.
You're washing the jersey.
Yeah, and
so
I did,
yeah,
did I get, part. But did I give you a jersey?
Yeah, you did.
Did it smell clean?
I tried not to smell it. It was,
all right, yeah. Well, thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
And guys,
every question was extremely pointed. Am I awesome?
Yeah.
Am I fun? So yeah. She's like, you did hustle.
Like leading the witness?
Yeah, well, yeah. As a person who got the hustle award a lot, it means you... you know what it means, right? Like you try hard.
Yeah.
That's good, though. Did you guys win?
Yeah, we did win that game. So shout out Rachel. She came straight from her basketball game to the soccer game.
Big athlete then, huh?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And so that was very nice. She didn't have like soccer shoes. She just wore tennis shoes because she hadn't played in so long.
Yeah.
But hey, it was great.
Hey, cool.
All right. So that's what it's like, guys. She says, I don't need to retire. You guys need to quit making fun of me.
All right. You can catch this next person active on dating apps, maybe looking for love or finding messages in birds that could be her mom from above. It's Amy.
So how do you feel about never quit? Like, do you agree with quitting? Or do you think like, you should never quit?
I think you can pivot out of things. I think you can learn things from losing and maybe discontinue what you're doing to pursue other things because you're better suited for it.
Yeah, it's just something that kind of came up with my kids. And then I saw this whole post about how, you know, we're encouraged, like, never give up, never quit. But knowing when to quit and move on takes a lot of self-awareness.
Quitting has such a negative connotation. So,
yeah.
No, I hope people never quit. However, you can learn and pivot.
Yeah, that's, like you might need to move on from something. It doesn't mean you're quitting, but you're opening yourself up to maybe what you're really supposed to do. And it was just this whole thing about how...
But it's not quitting. If you pivot, you're still going.
Yeah.
And also maybe...
But if you pivot fully away from it, is that...
Well, no, because sometimes let's say I want to be an astronaut and I knock up some chick. Mm-hmm. And it's like, now I need to stay and take care of this kid because it's my responsibility. I didn't quit on my dream of being an astronaut. Whoa. For the time being, I got to take care of this kid. So I'm going to do this for now and I'll hopefully get back to it. Or there's been a circumstance that doesn't allow me to be an astronaut.
Or what if you just realize you really don't like something and you want to stop doing it.
Yeah.
And you're just like, are self-aware of like, I...
But quitting's negative as the word.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big quitter. But I am a learn and change if I need to. So that could be considered quitting, I guess.
Okay, yeah, it's just something you don't spend a lot of time thinking about. I feel like we grew up with like, don't quit. You have to stick with something. You made a commitment. And I think following through in your word is great. But then if you, similar to you, respectfully need to move on or pivot.
I don't respect it when I do it. I just move.
Then
I'm respectful about it.
You know we can.
Ray, go ahead, hit me.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, he likes nature when it's on TV, and he believes you can be whatever you want to be. Bobby Bones.
Hey, don't quit.
Don't quit.
Unless it's smoking.
Unless you get somebody pregnant.
Quit smoking.
You should quit smoking. Right. You're treating people bad. That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah.
I thought this was super interesting. With the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl and Patrick Mahomes won his third Super Bowl, Amy, I was going to read to you things he can't do in his contract.
Oh, like he's not allowed to water ski or something?
It's exactly one of them.
Have you guys
water ski?
Have you guys seen this part of his contract?
No.
I haven't, but I think I've just heard other football
motorcycles?
Players say that.
In Patrick Mahomes' contract, here are things he cannot do. Water or snow skiing, jet skiing, surfing, hang gliding, bungee jumping, diving, skydiving, scuba diving, rock or mountain climbing, boxing, basketball, race car driving as a driver or passenger, riding a motorcycle, motorbike, all-terrain or similar vehicle as driver or passenger, use of firearms, professional wrestling, or the like.
So he can do amateur wrestling?
Yeah. Recreational wrestling.
Or the like.
Or the like.
But it's like they don't want him to go to WWE.
Dang, I kind of thought pickleball would be on there.
Oh, that may be more the like.
Well, so there was a video of him playing basketball a few years ago. It went pretty viral because he's really, obviously, he could have played Major League Baseball. His dad was a baseball player.
Mm-hmm.
And so they started to, you're too valuable. You can't do a lot of this stuff.
Wow.
So if we were to put stuff in our contracts, mm-hmm. like what would we not allow Amy to do?
Walk, drive.
Thanks, guys.
Go anywhere.
But she could do all that.
Cool.
Use your credit card.
Yep.
Public places.
Okay, cool.
Click links.
Right. Click links.
Click links to anything.
Hey.
Yeah. Okay, right. We can move on to what about Lunchbox?
What would we stop Lunchbox from doing?
Huh.
I would say getting allergies in Vegas. Every time he goes to Vegas, coming back with an allergy attack.
So Vegas?
So he can't talk. No more Las Vegas.
That's not even cool.
You want to sign that contract?
No, I don't know if we'd have to renegotiate.
No more of us giving him money for stupid cockamamie ideas.
Oh, yeah. Business ideas.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about Eddie?
Oh,
no.
Gosh, no donating kidneys.
No donations.
Stop.
Yep, Andy, very good.
No more
saving the world.
No creating life-saving scenarios that you'll never be a part of.
No 1 hour a day with each of my four kids.
Giving his wife a kiss every morning.
Every morning.
To do that. That's a part of my life. I need to do that.
Saint Eddie.
All right, go ahead. Go with me now. All right, that'll do it.
Let's see.
What would you put in my contract?
Sleep.
I'm already doing that.
One more sleep.
Let's see.
Reading?
Being too kind?
No.
Tough.
Gosh, man, that's hard.
I know.
It's pretty good, dude.
So you don't really
live life on the edge.
I do.
You're safe. You're a slow driver.
Right, exactly. It's like, okay, well, no, that's okay.
Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I'm having a baby in July. We're so happy. I'm thrilled for our bundle of joy. Unfortunately, my best friend of 10 plus years asked me to step down as maid of honor because she doesn't think I can fulfill my maid of honor duties while being pregnant. It's caused a huge strain in our relationship. The new maid of honor, also not my favorite person. Recently, she sent out a text to the bridal party, and the bachelorette party is on my due date. To top it off, the bride wants her bridal shower in June, which also happens to be my baby shower. As you can see, this is confusing for all. It is causing unnecessary stress to my life. But I know if I step down, it'll ruin our friendship. Is this the right thing to do? Should I fight for it? Signed, the pregnant bridesmaid. You know, whenever I read the headline, the subject of it, I thought it was going to be because she didn't want somebody pregnant in her pictures, because that's usually a lot of the crazy ones are.
So weird.
And it could be that, but she's finding a different way to say it.
Mm.
But what are the obligations of a maid of honor? I mean, I know what they are, but like,
that's
what?
Bachelorette party?
Yeah, plan it.
I hear you, but why can't you do that pregnant?
Yeah, no, you can.
And maybe doctor's appointments?
You can.
But you're saying maybe. Yeah, you may have a doctor's appointment because you sprained your ankle.
Yeah, that's true.
But here's the deal. Like, her wedding's now, her due date. So she could be missing the wedding anyway.
Right, and that's why she doesn't want it, because she doesn't want her to go into labor and then have to have a backup, and she wants to be able to have everything set and not have to stress about baby coming out when she's standing up there.
So my sister was my maid of honor, and she was pregnant when I got married, and she's my sister. I needed her there. And so I moved my wedding to make sure she was going to be there, because when we were planning it was going to be her due date. And
I don't think they're this close. That close.
Yeah. Email. Obviously. Yeah. And I would say you just got to let her do what she
I would
do.
Say she's probably looking for a reason not to have you as the maid of honor anyway. I don't think you being pregnant is enough of a reason to remove you. I think you could be the maid of honor. And then she also just asked someone to help just in case, because that would be the easy thing to do. Let's say I'm getting married and Amy's my maid of honor. And I'm like, Amy, you're pregnant. Will you also, if there's any issues, Morgan can help with stuff. Because I know you're going through a lot of... That's all you do if you really want the person to stay the maid of honor.
Yes, some people have co.
You don't even have to put somebody else with it, though.
True, but I mean, I'm just letting you know. She's already named two, basically. She
ain't
fired
a good
one. But
you can do two maid of honors?
Yeah, you
there
can
are no,
two.
You're not going to jail. No, you have nine.
You can't do two best men.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
No, one's got to be the best.
No, but they're the two best.
Oh. So in a bridal party, there's actually matron of honor and maid of honor.
I don't want to get to this. All I'm saying is she's not that... It doesn't matter. She is not your good friend, because she wouldn't kick you out of the wedding just for being pregnant if she was.
So
in a nutshell,
don't fight for it.
It sucks, but move on.
Yeah.
Because she's not someone that's going to be for you when times are tough anyway.
Dang.
It's that let them theory. It's something you can tell yourself when maybe someone doesn't invite you to something, or you're feeling like...
Been there.
You know, this is a perfect situation where you just have to be like, you know what? She's going to fire me as her maid of honor because I'm pregnant. Let them. Let her do that, and don't let it cause you unnecessary stress. Because, look, you have a baby that you got to take care of, and those stress chemicals, they are transferred to the baby.
Yeah.
So let's relax.
Yeah, and again, just know that she wasn't there for you. And when she needs you, when she's holding onto that ledge with her fingers, you just like walk away.
Stop.
You also have to take it one step further.
No, I just walk away.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Bobby's mailbag.
Bobby's mailbag.
Bobby's mailbag.
Bobby's
mailbag.
All right, here's a voicemail we got last night.
I was just calling because I have a question for Eddie. In December, when he was talking about how him and his wife were not going to give each other gifts because they were going to go on a trip instead, and he sounded really excited about it. But now his wife wants to go on a trip to California, and now he's saying they can't go. Yeah. So I'm confused. Did he just not want to give his wife a gift? Why won't he take her on the trip? Or was Eddie just lying?
Great question, because I think Eddie likes to say stuff for a presentation. I think he may be fooling himself, too, at times. When he's like, I want to give everybody a kidney in the world. And he can't.
I really do, though.
I know you do want to.
Like, I want to do that someday.
And he's like, I want to take my wife on trips. And then she's like, okay, here's the trip I'd like to go on.
Yeah.
Not some crazy trip to Rome.
Right.
A Southwest flight to California to a concert at a big outdoor place. The tickets aren't crazy. Go ahead.
Correct. Here is my thought. So, like, if I save this one Christmas, we didn't buy each other gifts, it's not going to add up to the amount of money we would spend to fly to LA to get these tickets, get a hotel, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But it will pay for a trip in 2 years to go celebrate our 20th anniversary in Hawaii. So I'm thinking a bigger gift.
What if you're not alive then?
I bet it's you that wants to go to Hawaii.
No, we got married in Hawaii.
Eddie, yeah, I'm telling you, you can afford to take your wife to California for
also,
this trip.
I got an email from Southwest that they're having like $89 flights.
I saw it. It wasn't that month though. I look, every time I see the $89 or the $60 flights, I'm like, yep, do you go to LA on this date?
But also, it's that, it doesn't matter. Thank you for that question. You're absolutely right.
Wasn't lying.
Our life is priorities. That's what our whole life is. It's priorities.
I hate it.
And people will not. My priority right now is getting you to shut up so I can talk. Because you are full of crap.
Good.
People are like, I don't have time. No. It's you haven't set your priorities. Or I can't afford it. Okay, you can't based on your priorities. Sometimes priorities are feeding you and your family.
Four kids.
Roof over your head. But that's not your only priority. Your priority.
My main one.
No, it's not. I told you to shut up.
I guarantee you, if you got tickets right now to some crazy sporting event and they were like, hey, these tickets are free. You have to do airfare and hotel.
He would go in a minute.
Pay for it in a heartbeat.
Free tickets for sure.
See, his priority is not his wife in this situation.
And yes. I can get him to Los Angeles for $126.
One way? What do you get him there? A train?
Yeah, what?
Spirit Airlines.
Oh. Yeah, you can definitely do that.
Yeah. Or you can do, if you want to go on the $62, that's a different,
And not, you don't even get a seat, though, on Spirit.
You don't get a seat.
No, you hold on to the rope that's on the back of the plane.
They charge you extra for a seatbelt.
So
that's a direct flight.
Here's the thing. This isn't just Eddie. This is for everybody listening, including myself, when we're like, we don't have the energy. We don't have the time. We may not. But again, our life is only our priorities. And we have a ranking. And sometimes you can get to your sixth priority. Sometimes you can only get to your second. It's not Eddie's priority. That's all I'm saying, okay?
That's the truth.
That's the truth. Thank you.
That's the truth.
Because Bone Cold said so.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There's a dude out for a walk in Rhode Island, and he looks up, and he sees a two-year-old climbing out of the window of a second-story apartment.
Oof.
And it climbs out onto the little roof.
Imagine. Just scary. Seeing that happening and being, because you don't really have the power to save it right then.
Right. And so it's out on the little roof and he's like, hey, go back in the window. The two-year-old starts walking towards the edge. He's like, I got to do something. Mm. He climbs up the brick building like Spider-Man.
From the outside. So the kid doesn't
fall. And grabs the kid in time before it falls off the little roof. And it's all caught on camera. And the dude's name is Good Samaritan.
Oh.
That's his name?
So he wants to be anonymous?
He wants to be anonymous. He just wants to be known as a Good Samaritan doing what he was supposed to do.
Oh, man, that's so cool.
If there's video, though, somebody will surely identify him.
Right. I mean, they blurred out the kid in the video. I can see the video, but they have the kid's face blurred out.
Are you irritated at that?
No, I'm just saying, but they don't have it. He has a red hoodie on. Oh, now they're...
Was it you? You're wearing a red hoodie.
That is a commercial.
Yeah,
that is
an ad.
Like, he got a commercial?
Yeah.
He climbed up and woo! Great Spider-Man!
Saved a
life. And he got him.
That's awesome.
Got him.
That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for
Well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my sleep number setting is 30. My sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners. Because again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
All right, Bobby Bones, Mythbusters. These are things we were taught in school, and maybe you know now, but probably you don't. For example, ever heard when you swallow gum, it stays in your body for seven years?
Yeah.
Think there's any truth to that?
100%.
Yes.
No.
Even though swallowing a wad of gum accidentally or on purpose won't hurt you, it also won't stay with you for a long period of time. It passes like anything else does.
Oh.
Gum can't be broken down by the enzymes, so it comes out mostly like it goes in.
Hmm.
It's not dissolved. Therefore, it does pass normally. It just doesn't look like the normal passing, if you know what I'm saying.
Got it.
I know what you're saying.
Those 7 years there, okay? Ever hear the myth, as long as you pick it up, within 5 seconds, you can still eat it.
Five-second rule.
Yeah, 100%. Yes.
Five-second rule. Researchers found that this rule is not accurate or applicable. The longer dropped food stays on the surface, the more germs it attracts. But regardless, food will instantly become contaminated as soon as it touches the floor.
Instantly?
Yeah, how instant?
Instantly.
Like this.
Wow, that's fast.
Like this.
That's pretty quick.
Instantly. Ever hear this myth? You can catch a cold if you're outside and it's cold.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, without a jacket.
In reality, viruses cause people to catch colds. Not a temperature. People can stay indoors and get a cold. Low indoor humidity, which happens when the heater is on, is also conducive to the flu. So that would be an inside, actually. So it's not the cold that's causing colds, but it's the cold weather that's causing the conditions of everyone to be inside around each other, which is what passes on the colds.
Why is it called a cold?
Yeah, great question.
It's a great question. I don't have that here.
Maybe
I didn't,
Eddie, I didn't
search that.
Feel like you're cold, but you have a fever.
That's a great question. I never even thought about that.
It's weird. It's a weird name for a sickness.
That's true. Because no one goes, I have a hot.
Right.
And
no
you
one.
Have a fever and you're really hot.
Due to the similarity between its symptoms and those of exposure to cold weather. So I guess it would be because it's cold outside, more colds are happening, but not because of what's outside, because people are inside and in tighter and more.
Wow.
Wow, we led ourselves to another myth busted.
Yeah.
Okay, how about this myth? If you shave your hair, it grows back thicker.
Yes.
100%. Aaron taught me that. Aaron Smith, he taught me it.
People think that shaving might also lead to the hair growing back at double, triple, quadruple the rate. According to Gillette, a razor cleanly cuts the hair, which results in blunt ends. Once the hair grows back, it might feel thicker because of that end, but it is not thicker as it grows back, and it doesn't grow back faster.
That's why women can shave their face.
It's blunt. The hair is blunt because since you cut it, it's like basically flat on top, so it feels bigger instead of coming out like a follicle with a point.
Wow.
You like that one?
I'm going to call Aaron today.
You ever heard the myth humans only use 10% of their brains?
Yeah, I've heard that. Yes.
Yeah.
Not true. Humans use about 90% of their brains.
Whoa.
Some.
The origin of this myth is unclear. The brain is, well, limitlessly untapped. But scientists have been repeatedly outspoken about the false claim. So we do use a lot of our brain.
Hmm.
There's some we don't know exactly what to do with it other than what it's doing right now, but there are other ways it could help us. Don't even know what that means, but...
Dude, our brain is amazing.
Right, yeah. If we were to line up all the neurons in our brain, it would go 100,000 miles.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, we can remember something that happened to us, like, 30 years ago.
I can't anymore, but I feel you.
Nothing?
That's fun when I could do that.
Oh.
Okay. Napoleon was really short.
Yeah, we knew that. Short man syndrome.
Short man syndrome. Napoleon, what?
But he wasn't.
Well, he stood at 5'7", so he'd be taller than Ray.
Oh, wow.
But Napoleon's height for back then was pretty standard. He was actually a little taller than the average man during his era. The misconception could stem from the variance in French and British measurement systems or the exaggerated tales told by his rivals. Like, he's a tiny man.
He's a little guy.
He's 2'1". Ray would say we do that to him.
Same thing's going to happen in about 100 years about me. Yeah.
What?
My rivals. You guys always just saying I'm shorter. I meet people in public all the time and they say, wow, you're taller than I thought.
But we measured you. We say you're 5'6".
May need to measure again.
You think you've grown?
Yeah.
Congratulations, man. Raindrops are tear-shaped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
As United States Geographical Survey reports, raindrops are shaped more like a hamburger bun or a bean. When they get really large, they split into two. Only then do they turn into anything that resembles somewhat of a teardrop shape, but it's only very quickly. Then it goes right back to being a burger bun again.
Mm.
Wow.
That's weird.
Sir Isaac Newton discovered gravity when an apple fell on his head.
Correct.
Yep.
Yes.
You see it all the time in those little pictures.
Ever hear that myth?
Yeah, man.
Sir Isaac Newton thinking about gravity after an apple fell from a tree, but not on his head. That's what happened.
It's on his junk.
It's an urban legend. Never mind the...
Oh! Yeah.
An apple did not fall on his head, but Newton did start theorizing about gravity when he saw an apple just fall off of a tree.
Got it.
He was like, oh, I see that. And he even recounts it in his memoir, he says, where he says he goes outside, sees an apple fall, and thinks, what is that even called? So there you go.
That's crazy. He was the first one to think about that.
I see an apple fall.
They're all like, yeah, it's just part of life, man. That apple just falls down.
Look at the cold. We're like, I don't know. It's just cold to cold. We never even thought about it. There's so much of that stuff in our life. We don't even evaluate because it's just so normal. We don't even try to figure it out. Like, why are our arms above our rib cage and not below?
Oh.
I'm
sure somebody's figured out. Like, at this point in time, we've figured
out. We think there's always stuff figured out, new stuff all the time.
Yeah.
I'll let someone else figure it out and they can tell me.
Amen,
I ain't worried about that.
Amen.
I ain't got time for that.
And then finally, the Great Wall of China is the only man-made structure that can be seen from space.
Yes, that's what they say.
That's the myth. First of all, it's worth noting that while man-made structures like the Great Wall are visible from satellites orbiting Earth, they're not visible at all from, like, the moon, if you can even get to the moon.
Okay.
Now, here we go.
This was just a ploy to get to that statement.
Yeah. Great Wall from space? No thanks. Can't happen.
But here's the deal, too. If you go, like, on Google Earth and you zoom all the way out, you can't see the Great Wall.
Given the proper conditions, astronauts in the International Space Station can see major cities, Great Pyramids of Giza, and some bridges. But it's like it's got to be condition perfect and lower than if you were to say the moon.
Yeah.
If anyone's ever been there,
they say you can see Jerry's World where the Cowboys play.
That is not
from
true
outer space.
Or accurate. It is not.
What they say.
In a Southwest flight, you can
flying right over it.
All right, there you go, MythBusters. Sometimes Eddie will drive the car that they bought for their son up here. Why were you driving it up here? Like 4 or 5 days in a row.
I needed new brakes on my Jeep.
Oh, so you drove his?
So I just drove it. Yeah.
So you got him. It's not a new car. It's an older car for his 16th birthday.
Yeah.
What year is it?
He wants it.
It drives really good.
Is it newer than the Altima?
Is it safe?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Real safe.
So does that mean, because I know having a 16, 17-year-old insurance is not good. Does it help you insurance-wise?
No. So we called and we're like, we're going to have to get this car insured. And man, it just bumped our insurance up by like hundreds of dollars a month. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what do we do? So I was on the phone with a lady, said like, this can't be right. Like the car's worth like $1,000. There's no way the insurance is going to be more expensive than the actual car. And the lady said, well, look, I found a way that we can reduce your insurance. We can give you a 30% discount if we track your car.
What do you mean your car? Your Jeep?
My Jeep. So they put a tracker on my Jeep to watch how I drive, to see if I obey the law.
Why would you not put it on your kids? You think that would...
Because if Eddie proves to be a safe and sound driver, then they can lower...
His...
Because we're bundled. We're all bundled.
So how long would they put a tracker on everybody's, including the...
There is no way I'm going to put a tracker on my kid's car. Like, he's 16.
Yeah. Like, that'll
bust
her
insurance way up. So, but I am the safer driver. Not my wife's car. Definitely not my wife's car.
Are you going to let him track your Jeep?
I don't know. That's why I wanted to ask you guys.
What would be the bad though?
They find things out and they raise you.
Yep. Or they're just tracking me. Now they know where I am at all times.
That I don't worry about. They can track you anyway with your phone. If somebody really wanted to track you, you're easy to find.
And if they get audio of Mr. Vigilante on the road, that is bad news.
Well, I don't know if the tracker's going to have audio.
Are they recording?
I don't know.
You don't know what they do with this stuff. They say they're not, but they are.
You can't say that. Just declare they are.
I don't know that
if the insurance company's not tracking you.
Yeah, that seems like another game.
How would they know, like, what are they watching? My speed?
Yes.
How they know if I'm at a stop sign? Yes. Like, making a complete stop?
Braking, speed.
It's like on the Life 360 app.
How rapid you turn.
Do you put the blinker on? Do you not put the blinker on?
Do you do the bird?
Do you not do the bird?
Oh.
See, I think he's a little too in-depth.
If you get in a wreck, they will know.
How do they know that?
But the good news is if you get in a wreck, they'll send somebody to save you.
Yes.
Because they know you've been in a wreck.
That's right. Like my friend was in an accident the other day and her Apple Watch called her emergency contacts. And before she knew it, her boyfriend and a fire truck was showing up and she didn't do a thing. Her Apple Watch did it all.
She was being tracked.
No. It recognized the impact that she had.
I don't know, man.
I think, how long do you have to keep it on?
The whole time. That's when I get the discount.
But if you take it off, what you should do is say yes and then put it on my car.
Oh, because you drive real slow.
I drive slow and safe as crap.
Or put it on your kid's bike.
Why do you not go over 7, sir?
And you only go in the neighborhood.
Yeah, I mean, that's great.
Is it really something that they put on your car or do they have you download an app or something?
We didn't get that far.
Okay.
These devices monitor your speed, acceleration, braking, and other details each time you drive and report the information to the insurance company. Car insurance companies use the data they gather from the tracking device to adjust your premium or offer a discount. But then how do they work? I picture like in the movies and they put a little sticky on the bottom back.
Yeah.
That's what I picture too. I like the idea. 30% discount sounds real good.
Mm-hmm. Until they turn it into a 30% increase because of your braking habits.
No, right. Then you call and say, my car was stolen at that time.
Yes. I got it back though.
And there's a kid inside of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's tough.
And I think for the most part.
But you'd have to be a better driver with it on.
I am. I'm a better driver already.
I'm saying with it on, you would have to be a better driver.
Sure, and I would drive really well, but there's going to be moments where I'm running late to work. Like, I got to get somewhere real quick.
Then don't.
No. Sometimes you have to.
Okay, but then make it a point to not most of the time.
Okay.
Or not doing anything dangerous, even if you are late.
And someone's going to cut me off. I'm going to get a little upset, and then I'm going to forget. Oh, my gosh, I'm being tracked.
And then you're going to play chicken and, you know.
All that.
So I'm looking at a lot of them. It's like a little box, and some of them they put above the windshield.
Mm.
Like where you put like a tag. Toll tag. Like a toll tag or something. Some of them they put like where you pop the trunk down in that spot.
Yeah.
And some of them they just put on your phone.
That's weird. Is there anything that says anything about audio?
It doesn't say they... No, there's no bird tracker or audio. Where do you fall on this?
I'm about 60%.
Want to do it?
Want to, because I love the 30% discount. Like, I actually need the
30%. You're 60% for the 30%?
That's yes.
Big.
So get this. Here's some other stuff they track. Phone usage while driving.
Oh, see? That's crazy. I'm always FaceTiming my buddy when I drive. They're going to know that.
See? Okay.
Wait, what?
No, I don't look at him, but I FaceTime him like while we drive.
Well, then why not put him on speaker? Just do a phone call.
Yeah, you're right. I should probably do that.
Is it Steve?
It's Steve.
Because when I
he's the same
it,
guy that he FaceTimes yes. while he's at work.
We just FaceTime. That's
I
what
love
we do.
Steve.
Yeah.
The FaceTiming, though.
Yeah, while I drive.
No, when I ran into Eddie at the grocery store, he was on FaceTime with Steve.
Here's a voicemail from Jake in Tampa.
Just giving a shout out to you guys. Best show ever. Curious if y'all would ever do a fan favorite for the employee of the month. Already see who wouldn't get it, but maybe it'll surprise me.
I haven't thought about giving a caller or somebody who's a big part of the show employee of the quarter. We'd probably do quarter, employee of the quarter. But they're not an employee. We just call them listener of the quarter.
That's kind
of
cool.
But we could put that in our heads and start thinking about it starting now. Like somebody that delivers 1, 2, 3 times a funny call.
Yeah.
But this is, I already said who wouldn't get it.
What? Yeah, I didn't really get that.
Did he mean fan favorite? Like he is a fan vote?
Oh, you mean the fans vote?
Yeah. Yeah, they vote for
I was thinking more about them giving them an award.
No, that's pretty cool too, but they were thinking the show, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's too.
He's alluding to a Lunchbox not winning.
Oh, maybe, but I think the Lunchbox.
Why? He could have been a fan of mine.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. But I think your supporters are passionate.
Yeah.
But your haters are passionate too, so it feels like it's both ways.
Yeah. Your but the haters are secret closet lovers. That's what it is.
I don't know that all that's true, but I feel it.
You know what I'm saying? Like they want to hate because they think that's what they're supposed to do, but when they go home and they're behind closed doors, they're like, man, I really love that
behind
guy.
Closed doors, they finally come out of their shell to go, I like him.
Interesting. Yeah.
They feel comfortable enough to admit their love of Lunchbox. Let's think about this though. It's almost March. By the end of April, if there's like one listener who calls or on social media and like, this is the listener of the quarter.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And if there's not, we won't. But just.
I sure don't have anybody in mind. We don't have very many good callers.
It's not that. We have a lot of great callers. It's just they don't call multiple times with a name like Crazy Jake.
Yeah.
You know, Flyboy Jimmy.
Crazy Alley back in the day.
Rest in peace. For sure.
Yeah, rest in peace. Yeah.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Well, guys, according to new research, having a savings account is sexy.
All right.
Cool. Well, I got one.
Finally.
Yeah.
Wait.
I get sexy now that I'm married. I get sexy. I can't even use it to my advantage. Yeah.
Wait, but do these other guys, they have a savings account?
Oh, I've got a savings account.
Why do you say it like that?
Because it's sexy, dude.
Oh.
But I thought you didn't.
Saying it like that cancels it out.
No, I have a 401k. Is that sexy? I'll
get one. You don't have it because you're a bad boy.
Got it. Right.
No, Eddie doesn't have one.
I've had a savings account like since I've been in college. It rounds up my checking account, whatever. Like if it's 75 cents, they put it in my savings account.
Hey, dude, I'm with you. I started a savings account back in fifth grade. They came to school and they're like, oh, you want to open a savings account? I was like, yeah,
I sure do.
Do you guys actually save in it or do you just have it?
I just got it. I put like a dollar every once in a while in fifth grade.
No. Now, is there money still in it?
There's a couple hundred bucks.
What do you plan? You're not saving into it currently?
No,
the future.
I don't have time.
Got no time. Yeah. Amen. All right.
And so this is based around the fact that spontaneity obviously is romantic, but a lot of people are attracted to someone who prepares for the future over somebody who flies by the seat of their pants.
Well, I think people can be attracted to seat flying, but they stay with security.
That's safe.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's sexy, but it's stable. Yeah.
So how much time a week do you think you spend worrying?
Ooh.
Do you ever log it?
I live constant anxiety, but not worrying.
Isn't that anxiety a worry?
I think maybe a bit, but I think my anxiety, I'm always concerned and working on the next thing. Not that I'm worrying that I'm not going to get it done, but just always concerned with doing it to the best. I don't think I'm a worrier, but I am very anxious all the time. And I think they're very similar, but I don't think worrying to me is like, I'm worrying that something specific is going to happen.
But you do worry that this shoe is going to drop.
That's why I'm so anxious to keep working so the shoe doesn't drop. So I don't spend a lot of time worrying.
You know how, like, you don't like using the word gratitude. You like using the word Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I think this is that.
I don't really worry. Worry is such a negative thing to me.
But, okay. I think it's the same thing.
I think sort of it is, too. I think you can take anxiety and turn it positive. It's still not super healthy for you, but I don't think you can really take worrying. Worrying feels like lost time and energy.
But sometimes people are anxious without worrying, right?
Just, that's what I anxious. Am. Yeah, that's what I feel like. I live anxious.
Okay. Well, 13 hours a week is what the average person spends worrying. So if you're above that, you may want to speak to someone. Like, say, if you're at 40 hours per week, you could have general anxiety disorder.
Yeah, I probably like 80, 90, 100 hours a day. Yeah.
So these are some of the things that fall. Worrying. Restlessness.
Oh, I'll get that right now.
Irritability.
Don't have that. I'm good.
Fatigue.
Live it.
Trouble concentrating.
Depends.
Insomnia.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, man. Yeah, we need to speak to someone.
Someone. Line two.
Hello.
All right, next.
All right, so we've heard an apple a day keeps the doctor away for years and years and years. And apples are good for you, but a new study came out saying that kiwi is the new fruit that we need to be eating. And it'll help us improve.
Oh, I couldn't just eat. I don't think I could eat a kiwi straight up.
You just bite it.
It's delicious.
It's so small. It's almost not worth the energy and effort. What? I like to slice it and put it with other stuff.
Oh.
But like to go get a kiwi, because you can't eat the outside. You got to peel that crap off.
Or no, you just eat that.
No, you can also just cut it in half and take a spoon and dig out the middle.
I don't always have a spoon. That's my point, right? What? I like the fruits from back in the day when I used to run through the jungle and grab them off trees and just eat them and keep my voyage going.
Oh, the good old days.
Yes. Not, got to get a spoon. Got to like peel off the outside. Like, give me an apple or a banana. I can peel that off real quick.
So a kiwi a day keeps the doctor away? That
still
works?
Kiwi a day makes the peewee not gray.
So it's actually kiwi for 4 days straight because the scientists found that it needed to be 4 days in a row that you're eating kiwi and you'll see a boost in your mood. And it was published in the Journal of Nutrition. So there's got to be some.
I guess we got to believe it then. Okay, thank you.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie. Tell me something
good. Josh Sowden, he's from Massachusetts. And about 4 years ago, he was 8 years old at this time. He went to some homeless shelters with his aunt because his aunt wanted to show him, like, look, guys, this is what like it's like for these people that don't have homes. And he noticed that some of these homeless people have kids and they don't celebrate Easter at all because they don't have Easter baskets. They don't do any Easter egg hunting or stuff like that. So he went home at 8 years old and says, I'm going to start making Easter baskets for these kids. He's been doing it for 4 years. Now he's 12. This is the fourth year he's going to do it. And look, he has a Facebook page. It's called Josh's Easter Baskets for the Homeless. And you can donate there so he can make more baskets. He's hoping he can do 200 baskets this year.
Wow. Eight years old started doing that.
8 years old.
And then kept doing it.
Man, my kid's 16. He's never thought of this.
That's not supposed to make you feel bad. This is a segment that makes you feel good.
Maybe this story would
comparison.
Encourage
your kids.
Leap of joy. Yeah, keep it. Yeah, man. That's awesome that he's doing that.
That is awesome. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.